Heavenward bound.
Good evening. Open your Bibles, please, to the book of Romans. The chapter is 12. Romans chapter 12. I will begin reading at verse number 1. Romans chapter 12. And the apostle writes, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. Brother John Cooper.
Jesus is coming Sunday morning or night, or noon and many will meet. Their doom trumpets will sound, and all of the dead shall rise for righteous gonna meet in the sky. We're going where no one dies at the world bound.
Good evening. Lord's people, it's great to be here on the Lord's Day. And then again, we're going to go into the Lord's morning together. Amen. I couldn't set it up no better than this, having the fifth Sunday of the month, which is Youth Sunday, on New Year's Eve. Amen. And again, we started off this morning with the Word, and our young people, we had a wonderful, wonderful fellowship. I met a new friend today. God has put someone in my life, and he put a light in my life. And he's visiting with us from Florida. And my man, AJ. You want to stand up, AJ? AJ. AJ, he fellowshiped with us. And I kept asking, are you having a good time? He said, Brother Cooper, I'm having a good time. And he ate just as much as I ate. You could have a seat. He could put some pizza down. So I think, AJ, you have a home you could come to anytime and fellowship with us. I thank you so much for being in our presence. And with that being said, when I met him this morning, I told him to observe our young people because it is Youth Sunday. And I'm not sure if he understood what I was saying, but I think he understands it now when he see those young men coming, reading scriptures and doing prayer and doing communion collection and fellowshipping with one of another. Oh, I could tell he was just ecstatic. So I thank him for being here. And I thank our young people for everyone being in position. From this morning, everyone had assignments. Everyone carried out their assignments. This evening, we had more assignments. And our young people, again, was in position in carrying out the assignments. And I thank you so much once again. And so God has prepared me to bring a lesson this evening going into the new year. In these next few hours, we're going to have a good time because I'm going to be speaking to you into the wee hours of the morning. Everyone's laughing. No, I wouldn't do that to you. I'm just going to hold you for a short time with the message. We're going to get to fellowship with one another and go into our New Year's program. But first, we always have to recognize God first, right? And that's how we're going to start out this evening, is recognize why we here and who has us here. And that is Jesus Christ. Brother Hart had read Romans 12, which the message is going to come out. And again, like this morning, I do not have a topic. And God did not put a topic on my heart this evening, but the message is there. And the message is pretty standard, because going into the new year, I just had something on my heart and mind that we want to be right as God has us come together going into the new year. And we all want to be on the same plane level spiritually going into the new year and being ready for whatever God has in store for each and every one of us. Because if you do not know, God has blessed us this past year, 2017. He's blessed us all 2017. I may not know what your blessings were, but I know that you got blessed. I can truly say that I've been blessed in many ways throughout 2007. And the way I was blessed, I'm going to be sharing with you this evening. And I'm going to encourage my young people as well, as far as going to 2018, how they need to prepare themselves. And to my brothers and sisters, my older brothers and sisters, the ones that's over 19, the message is good for you as well. It's good for us all, isn't it? Amen. So Romans 12, 1 through 3, our brother read, and we all pretty much are familiar with Romans 12, but I just want to touch on a imperative point. In verse 1, it says, "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world." It's something I'm going to focus on. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, something we're going to focus on, that we may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen. I'm going to be focusing on chapter 2, because there's a lot of meat, spiritual meat that is, that we all can take part in, that not only would get us through the 2018, but this is something we could use for the rest of our lives as long as God is putting air in our lungs. Amen. So focusing on verse 1 and 2, be not conformed to this world. This is a statement that's coming from God's holy word, where we all don't want to get caught up in this world. We want to see some things in this world, but sometimes we see too much and get caught up in this world. So looking at this text is, We don't want to be conformed to the things that we see in this world. We don't want to become those things that we see in the world. See, the things that you see in this world looks good from far. But I'm here to tell you, brothers and sisters, they're far from good. We talked about the lust earlier today, and being conformed to this world is the lust, is our flesh that we see. And young people, the devil has put so much in this world that you see every day. And you yearn and earn for these things, but they're not good for you. And I want you to understand is you want to see these things, but you don't want to be conformed to these things. And as parents, as adults, we try to teach our children to not be part of the world. And it's difficult because the devil himself is roaming this world like a lion, ready to devour anyone who is about God's business. But when the devil sees that we're not conformed to this world, he tries harder and harder, but God puts that hedge of protection around us. And God gives us his word so we don't come conform to this world. Amen. Young people, I challenge you today as far as not being conformed to this world. God will bless you going into 2018. God is so good to you, he will be having you return back to your educational settings in 2018. And I stand here before you and say, do not be conformed to what you see in the school hallways, in the school classrooms. I want you to take this message and demonstrate that you are of this world, but you are not part of this world. Amen. You have something that God has put in your heart and your mind in 2018. You're going to display what God is continuing to doing by taking you from this world. Amen. I also want you to think about the ways when you communicate with your parents, when you talk to adults. This also goes for my children. Before you answer a question at either your parents or your teachers or an adult authority give to you, just think for a second before you answer. Do not suck your teeth as you are thinking. Do not stomp your feet. Do not roll your eyes. Because those are the things when you become of this world, that's not part of God's plan. My older brothers and sisters, I say to you, when another adult or even a child asks you a question, you as a Christian, think before you answer. Don't be quick to judge our young people when they ask you a question. When another adult challenges you spiritually, don't be quick to tell them a thing or two. Think about it spiritually and see where they're coming from. And we're going to talk about that in this lesson this evening. And that's not being conformed of this world. Because I know and you know when you're out in this world, you could be at a red light. And the light turns green. And then you will hear a horn. Someone's blowing a horn asking you to move on. Someone's rolling their window down, telling you some unspiritual things. And that's the world, brothers and sisters, and we see it all the time. But I'm here to tell you, we don't have to be part of that. We don't have to take part of those activities. There are other things in our lives that happen, and we do not have to take part of it because we are not a part of this world. Amen. Again, I got my young brothers here on the side, and they were ready to read scriptures once again. And they're going to help me this evening. And I asked one brother to turn his Bible to 1 John, and I'm going to ask you to do the same. 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2. And he's going to read starting at verse 15, and I want you to follow along.
Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
Stop right there. God is so good. God is so simple. Now, I know you heard me talk about why not be conformed to this world. In verse 15, love not the world, neither the things that are in this world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. I know we got that because everyone here loves God. Well, I didn't get an amen. Let me say that again. Hold on. Everyone here loves God. Oh, right. Amen. Because I said in 2018, we got to get it straightened if we don't love God. So if you love this world, you do not love God. So by us loving God, we do not love the world. Read verse 16, my brother.
For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh.
Stop right there. For all that's in the world, we just talked about it, the lust of the flesh. I said earlier, looks good from far, but far from good. That's the lust of the flesh. Continue reading, brother.
The lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the lust of eyes, and pride of life is not of the
Father. Stop right there. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. See, when we're in this world, we see things and we set goals based on things we see. If we open our eyes, we focus on God and set our goals on what God has for us. God will bless us things out of this world based on us focusing on what God is about. See, the pride of life. Have pride about being God's business. Amen. Yes, sir. Don't be proud about what school you go to or what type of job you have or what type of grades that you have. Brag about God's business. Young people, when you go into 2018 at school and your teachers or your schoolmates said, well, what did you do coming into the new year? Tell them about Youth Sunday. Amen. Tell them about Oh, we had such a good time. I read scriptures. Another brother did a prayer. Someone sung songs. Oh, we had this fellowship. Maybe next time I'll invite you. Would you like to come out? You letting them know what God has done for you. He conformed you from this world. You wasn't at some, drop the ball New Year celebration. Right? Everyone's out there using bad language. They're doing things they're not supposed to do. No, I was at church. Oh, I had such a wonderful time. Maybe we can invite your parents too. Oh, why y'all looking at me like that? What? Yeah, why not? Oldest brothers and sisters, when you go back to work or you go back to school or whatever we're doing, your co-workers, your student friends, your peers, what did you do coming into the new year? Oh, I had such a wonderful time. Yes, I had such a wonderful time. We was at church. The young people were singing. We heard the word of God. You know what? Maybe next year, would you want to come? Would you want to come? Or you could come during the year. We do it every Sunday, basically. Yeah. The reason why I say that, we talked about my job earlier, and before I leave in the morning, I have to get dressed. And even the staff, the young people, why you always suited up, they say. Why you always suited up before you leave here? As I said, the real work's about to begin. Yeah, the real work's about to begin. And every Sunday I go through the same routine, telling them the real work's about to begin. So they know where I'm going. But this one coworker that I have normally do not work on Sunday. But he worked this particular Sunday, and I said to him, hey, why are you on this Sunday? He's, I got to make that money. Got to make that money. I said, yeah, you're going to make that money, huh? I said, you know where I'm going. He said, yeah, you about to go to work, the real work. I said, yeah. I said, next time you get a Sunday, why don't you come and be about, and he took me up on that. He said, yeah, I'll do that. So then I really hit him. I said, well, what do you do when you get off at 4 o'clock? He said, I'm going to go home and get ready for the big ball. And I said, I got something even better. We're doing evening service. And then he said to me, is that night church? I said, it's evening service. We're going to come into the new year. He said, nah, that's night church. I heard about that night church thing. I said, well, what did you hear about? Nah, that's all right. I said, well, listen, the doors are always open. You could come. But I was sharing with him is you don't have to be conformed to this world. Because he could make that money today. Who says you're going to be here tomorrow? I didn't want to hit him hard. I'll wait till next time I see him. If it's in God's will. But who says that he's going to be here tomorrow with God's invitation? There's no promises. But when you conform to this world, you just know you're going to wake up tomorrow. That's not a promise. Let's look at verse 16. Let's read that, brother.
For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world.
Okay. So again, the lust of the eyes and the pride is not of the Father, but of this world. And that's what I'm saying. When we get caught up in our work, we get caught up in our school, we get caught up in this world. Read verse 17.
And the world passeth away.
The world passes away. Stop right here. The world is not going to be here forever. Jesus is coming back. When he comes back, it's going to be destruction. So we can have that nice estate, mansion, our nice cars. We can have our nice clothes. When Jesus comes back, when the world passes away, all of that's going with it. And continue reading, brother.
And the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever.
So if you are in God, if you're not transformed of this world, when the world passes away, if you're a Christian, that's a blessing. Amen. That's a blessing. If they said the world's going to end 2018, we're celebrating. Aren't we? We're celebrating. We're not, my goodness. My thing's at home. We're not worried about that. We are celebrating because God is going to call the righteous. Those who are not conformed to this world. Now look at this, and this is going for my babies. Let's read verse 18. Turn on the mic now.
Little children.
Little children, stop right there. Little children. Little children. Are y'all listening? Little children, go ahead.
It is the last time, and as ye have heard that Antichrist shall come, and even now are there many antichrists whereby we know that it is the last time.
Okay, real quick. Little children, this is going out to my babies. Little children, it is the last time, 2017. This is the last time in 2017. We're going to talk about this. That we have heard the Antichrist. Antichrist is in the world. All of the bad things are against God, against Christ, the Antichrist. So when you see something bad, you have to think of what is against that you're about, which is Christ. So now there are many Antichrists in this world. Everywhere you go, there's Antichrist because the devil's in this world. Again, 2017, this is the last time you're going to hear this message in 2017. So 2018, we got to get you ready so when you hear or in front of the Antichrist. Amen? Brothers and sisters, our older brothers and sisters, we're around the Antichrist all day, all night, wherever we go. We know that. But are we truly prepared to deal what the devil has in store for us in 2018? God has equipped us in 2017 to deal with the Antichrist. 2018, he have to equip us even more. How does he do that to deal with the Antichrist? Amen. Second point I want to talk to is going back to our original text. Let's go back to Romans 12. When we go back to our original text in Romans 12, and this is the meat. And again in verse 2 it says, "And not be conformed to this world, but ye be transformed by the renewing of your mind." But be transformed by the renewing of your mind. What do you mean by that, Brother Cooper? We're going to talk about that because we want to be transformed by the renewing of our mind going into 2018. That ye may prove that is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen. See, if God blesses us, he's going to send us back into this world. But when we go back, the renewing of our mind, we want to share something different that we have in our mind with those who already know us, or those who think they know us. We want to share with them something that is good, something that's acceptable and perfect from the will of God. Turn your Bibles to Ephesians 4. Ephesians 4, and I have, again, one of my young brothers going to assist me. Ephesians 4, and we're going to read verses 22 to 24. Ephesians 4, and listen to the words, starting at verse 22.
That ye put off concerning the former conversation mm-hmm. the old man which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust.
We're going to stop right there. That you may put off concerning the former conversations of the old man. So now, if you haven't been doing what you need to do, if you're not a Christian and your conversation is of this world, now your conversation is going to be different. See, because it's not going to be about the lust that we talked about earlier. It's going to be about this. Read verse 23.
And be renewed in the spirit of your mind.
Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. This morning we talked about the spirit. But now we're going to be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And read 24 now, brother.
And that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness.
Now, again, we're demonstrating God has created in righteousness and true holiness. That's sharing with them what you've been doing tonight, coming into the new years. That's sharing with them all of the positive things that you do for God going to 2018. You know how we are supposed to demonstrate to those in this world what God's business about. Brothers and sisters, I'm challenging you that every day that we should be sharing with this world by the renewing of our mind what God has done for us every day with someone who do not know them. Amen. Amen. And all you have to do is this. You know what I did last Sunday? And the first thing they're going to think is you're going to talk about football or some type of sport. Because that's how I get them all the time. Everyone knows I'm a Patriots fan, but I get them with the, "Hey, you know what happened Sunday?" "Oh, yeah, I know." They're going to talk about the Patriots. No, we had a wonderful service. Uh-huh. I get them every time. And I get their attention. And when I say there, I'm talking about little people. I'm in the elementary school. And these kids would be wild. They'd be flipping. But I hit them with the, "What did you do Sunday?" "Oh, they think I'm about to talk about the Patriots." And let me tell you why I know this is important. Because I had a little girl the last week of school. She was in the fourth grade. Sweet little girl. Classroom was flipping and going, and she knew what I was going to do to get their attention. She said, "Before you do that, Mr. Cooper," and I shared this with my wife. She said, "What church you go to?" And then I told her what church, and then she told me the church he goes to. And then she said, what do you do at your church? And then I told her the things we do. And then she told me about Adam and Eve. And then after she finished, she says, okay, go on, get him a check. And so I done it, but the way I got him a check this time, I said, do y'all want to know what I was talking with her about? And everyone's like, yeah, what are y'all talking about, football? And then I told him, which he asked me. Then a lot of the kids are like, you know what, Mr. Cooper? You're right. You don't swear at us. This is elementary school. You don't swear at us. You look at us. And you get our attention. But yeah, you don't. Why you don't? That's why. See, this is the stuff we have to shed on our individuals in our lives. There's a reason why I say that, because now I got adult teachers in the same classroom who can't control these same kids. And then they look at me, and I could tell they want to talk to me, but then they don't want to talk to me. You know, because the way the world has it set up, you can't talk about God and Jesus at work anymore. It's this world is coming to something different. And I know they want, I can see it, some they be wanting to, you know. I went to work one time. I had the suit and tie on, and it was for a church service. Something was going at church, and I just happened to wear that work. And one of the teachers came to me and said, I knew it. And I said, you know what? You're a minister. I said, no, I'm not. I said, but I'm a child of God. But no, I knew. But she couldn't hold it no more. She just couldn't hold it. But that is because they're seeing I'm not conformed to this world. You know, it's a transformation, the way I talk, my presentation. And this is what I'm challenging us to do. You want to be good. You want to be acceptable. You want to be, we're not perfect, but we're going to strive to be perfect. But we're doing it for God. Read verse 25 for me, brother. Ephesians 4:25.
Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for uh-huh. we are members of another.
One of another. So we're putting away lying. We're not talking that talk in the world. You know how when you met someone, you could go, oh, they're up to no good. Just by the way they just talk. Soon as they come up to you, they just come and you're like, oh, here we go. Because you already know they're part of the world. So now our job is going to be, we're not going to talk like that. We're going to say something to you, and you got my attention now. You got some more to say? We're going to be about God's business. See, and this is how we're going to get them. Read verse 26.
Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath.
See, now some things are going to get us angry. Now, it's not that we don't get angry. We're going to get angry, but we just don't act upon that anger. Amen. I tell my daughters all the time. I tell them, I said, I am heated right now. I am on fire. And then they go, ooh, and get quiet. But that's all it is. I don't be kicking over chairs, swearing, yelling, foaming at the mouth, trying to get their attention. I told you. I don't do that. I just tell them I am highly upset right now. Then they just get quiet. I do the same thing with them in school. When the kids are They go, Mr. Cooper, you sweating? Yeah, I'm upset. I'm about to pop like a firecracker. I tell them that. And I say, this is calm, about to explode. But the way I do it, they go, all right, let's get it together. Because we don't want to see him blow up. But it's the way how we handle anger. And we all get angry. If we sit here and tell you, no, I never get angry, that's a lie. That's a sin. We all going to get angry. Continue to read.
Neither give place to the devil.
Don't give place to Satan.
Let him that stole steal no more.
Yeah, keep going.
But rather let him labor, working with his hands the things which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth.
Exactly. Keep going.
Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth.
Yeah.
But that which is good to the use of edifying.
Mm-hmm.
That it may minister grace upon the hearers.
On the hearers. So perfect. God is so good. His word is right here. It says, so now, not only you don't talk bad, but you don't do physical things. You don't steal from someone. You don't talk bad. You don't steal. You're not trying to be slick. You're not trying to get over. See, because that's about Satan. See, now what you do is you do good. We talked about that earlier. You do good. And you edify those. Because when you're edifying those, basically when you do good, you're ministering to them. Did y'all know that, young people? Did you know that? When you're in the classroom and people are stealing pencils, trying to steal computers, and you're like, oh, I'm not taking part of that. You're letting them know you're not part of that. There's a renewing. Take it a step further. This is a challenge for you. You see them doing that. You let Mr. Cooper, you let someone, authority in the school know, listen, somebody's taking computers around here and it's not me. You let them know. Yep, you're missing pencils, right? Mm-hmm. It's not me. You letting them know. We taking it a step further. Brothers and sisters at work, yeah, say computers could get taken at work. Yeah. Software get taken at work. Pencils. Yeah. Paper. I know about that. Yeah. Don't take part in that. Don't take part in that. Listen, we're going to demonstrate what God has conformed us by the transforming, the renewing of our mind. Amen. No corrupt communication. Communication is a hard thing to do, brothers and sisters. That's why I'm urging this on 2017. Let's work on this going to 2018. Think before you say something. Just about 10 seconds. That's all it takes. Maybe 5 seconds. But just think before you say something for the perfect will of God. Our final scriptures, we're going to go on Colossians, and we're going to sum this up. Colossians 3. And I got my other brother who's going to read that. Colossians 3. And I want us to look at this, how God is so good. Colossians 3, and we're going to start at verse 12.
Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, and long-suffering.
Long-suffering. We talked about that this morning in the message. We talked about kindness, meekness, long-suffering. We also talked about it with the young people in the fellowship. We talked about the meekness, long-suffering. We talked about love. Continue to read in verse 13.
Forbearing one another and forgiving one another. Is any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also
do ye. So, if we have animosity against one another in 2017, God has given us a platform to get it right going to 2018. Ain't God good? God has that platform where he says, we're going to transform the renewing of your mind. I ain't got to all with you now, my sister or my brother. We're gonna get it right and take it to God. Amen. God's going to give us that platform to do that momentarily. Continue read.
And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness.
Stop right there. Talking about being perfection. Put on charity. Let's strive to be perfect. Let's don't say, oh, no one could be perfect. But let's strive to be perfect. It's here in God's word, right? Continue to read.
And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful.
Be thankful. So now let peace be in you, in your hearts, and let's all come together as one. Amen. God talks about one body, right? One faith, right? Let's all become one and be thankful to the Lord. Amen. And let's read verse 16.
Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord.
All right. I said that earlier. Sharing with those what you're doing today and Sunday, right? Listen, admonishing one another. We sing songs here, right? Right? We singing spiritual songs. We're praising together, right? We sharing the word of God with one another. We're fellowshipping with one another, right? Amen. We're doing that right now. That's the transforming, the renewing of your mind. And this is how God is so good. Let's read our last verse at 17.
And whatsoever ye do in the word or deed, do all in the name of Jesus, Lord Jesus.
Stop right there. And whatever you do in word or deed. There's a song that says that, right? Do all what? In the name of the Lord. That's what we're going to do 2018, brothers and sisters. Whatever we do is for the Lord. In word and deed, we're going to do all in the name of the Lord. And then after we do that, finish reading the scripture, my brother.
Giving thanks to God and the Father by him.
Giving thanks to God and the Father by him. And the reason why I say that, this is the area that I even struggle with. After I share all of those things with people who God put in my life, and then I see how it affects them. And then how sometimes the people go, Mr. Cooper or Brother Cooper, sometimes I get puffed up and I forgot who gave me those blessings. I kind of, ooh, yeah. And I don't think that 10 seconds, who blessed me to do that to that individual? I got to give the thanks to the Father. And then that's what I'm going to work on 2018. Because if I get puffed up, I want to get puffed. Well, I'm puffing up to heaven. I'm not puffing myself up because I'm not going to go anywhere. I'm just going to be hot air and do nothing. So when you share these things with those individuals in your life. And it's going to feel good because you're going to help some people. You're going to call people out of this world. I don't want you getting all puffed up like I did this. What you want to do is give thanks to God. He gives you, young people, he blesses you. AJ told me about how he got blessed with a computer. Give thanks to God. Young people, when you get blessed with things, give thanks to God. Don't get all puffed up. Yeah, I got A's, so I got this. You get that job that you was looking for? I always had the credentials. I don't know it took so long. Don't get puffed up. See, because God blesses you, he could take it away. Give him the glory. Every blessing that comes to you in 2018, give the glory to God. Now, if you're sitting there and say, well, I ain't getting no blessings in 2017. Well, renew of your mind. Let's get it right now. Let's get it right now. If you're a Christian, you haven't been blessed. You haven't been doing what God has been instilling you to do. You could come to the front and get it right. If you haven't obeyed God, he gives you his plan of salvation. Amen. It hasn't changed. It's been the same. And his steps are, did you hear the message that came to you? John 6:45. Did you hear the word of God? And if you heard it, because I think I heard someone, yeah. If you heard it, do you believe in what you heard? Hebrews 11:6. The next step is you repent of all your sins. The reason why you repent of all your sins, God is going to forgive you of all your sins. Luke 13:3. And then you confess the sweetest name that a mortal tongue can say is Jesus Christ. You say that, Matthew 10:32, you are on your way, because now all you have to do is be baptized in water baptism, which is in Acts 2:38. Once you complete those steps, God will bless you with three things. First of all, he will forgive you of all your sins. And I know that's hard to believe, because when I came to God, I know I did some stuff. And I said, if he forgive me of this, woo, I'm going to sit in the back and drink my coffee and be quiet. And I know he forgave me, because he got me here speaking to you today. I know he forgave me. And I ain't look back on that stuff I did. Then he adds you to the church of Christ, which is in the Bible. When he adds you to the church, you come every week. Come every week. In the morning and evening. Come every week. And then he will give you the Holy Spirit to guide you. When those tests come, when those trials come, when those situations in life come, the Holy Spirit will guide you through them. If you're ready to be put on Christ, we ask that you come to the front as we sing our song of invitation.
I am resolved no longer to live.